Welcome to the Wander Mode podcast, where we celebrate the fearless spirit of women embracing life's wanderings. Where every story is a spark of inspiration and reminds us that sometimes the most beautiful moments happen when we simply embrace wherever the journey may lead. I really appreciated the timing of my conversation with dietitian Amy Dempsey last week because we chatted all things nutrition and self-care and health, these items that I am personally on a journey to find with myself right now. And a comment that Amy made in last week's episode continues to resonate with me even a week later. And she said, "If you don't take care of yourself, you can't be the mom you want to be. You can't be the entrepreneur you want to be. You can't be the wife you want to be. You can't be the friend that you want to be." And I think the reason that that stuck with me is because I am noticing the positive effects of taking care of myself since January. If you have been following the podcast since then, you know that one of my New Year's goals was to get stronger. And I aligned it with the value that I have to keep up with my daughter so that I can do anything and everything that she wants to attempt to do. So this is what I've been doing since January. First, I've been doing strength-based exercises 5 times a week. The classes that I watch are on my phone, and I do them in our utility room. And they're mostly strength-based with, I would say, a tidbit of cardio mixed in. And it really used to be that when I exercised, I would only ever do cardio-based exercises. Jumping jacks, jogging in place, going for a fast-paced run, doing sprints. And although there isn't anything innately wrong with that, I knew that for me at this particular phase in my life, that strength is really where I needed to focus. And here is what I have noticed since focusing my exercise, one, in being consistent, but two, focusing it around strength, is that although I am still very much in the 3 to 5 to 15 pound range, depending on what the lift is, everything is easier the stronger that I'm getting. Lugging groceries in one trip from the car to the house, you know you do that too. Carrying my 3-year-old up the stairs when she wants to be carried like a baby. Going on hikes and not feeling so sore by the end. Feeling better in my clothes. Feeling capable. Capable of doing anything and everything that I want to do. And boy, does that feel good to leave behind the analysis of whether or not I can or should be doing something or not. The other thing that I'm doing a lot of is hydrating. I am going to state a fact about myself in just a second that some of you are probably going to gasp at and not understand how that is absolutely possible. And others of you are going to be like, "Yes, girlfriend, I am right there with you." So here it is. Prior to January, there were days where I would realize that the only liquid I consumed was a cup of coffee. Maybe on a good day, a glass of milk. No water at all. Yikes, right? I knew that it was bad, but I didn't like drinking water. And I don't like dehydrating, aka peeing. But I recognized that this needed to change, especially if I was going to fuel my body with what it needed to handle this strength building. Our muscles obviously need water. Our brains need water. Our bodies need water. So I bought one of those big, massive jugs that you can fill with water in order to track your fluid consumption throughout the day. And I fill it first thing in the morning, and then it stays right next to me as I go through all of the tasks of the day. So although I have it with me every single day, it doesn't necessarily mean that I have completed my goal every day. I do aim for 64 ounces, but sometimes I only make it to 35 or 40 or 50. But hey, you know what? Any of those numbers is more than zero, which is what I was at before. So I am proud no matter what, because I am crushing it compared to my prior self. I have noticed a distinct difference in my joints since being better hydrated, and then also my mental quickness, actually. I was noticing that I was having random soreness in my joints, even if I wasn't exercising. And just in general, my brain felt a little like murky, a little fuzzy, just like not firing as quickly as I would have expected. But considering the amount of our bodies that are made up of water, which is a lot, I am lucky that I wasn't feeling or experiencing bigger problems. And the last thing that I've been adding in is veggies. So like water, it was something that I avoided like the plague. I do actually like vegetables, but I don't like prepping vegetables in the way that I like to consume them. So I did have to get over that a bit and opt for simple uncooked veggies for like my lunches because it's easy. But I've also had to get okay with bulk prepping veggies so that I can have them in 2 to 3 of my meals each day. And if I'm being honest, I haven't really noticed too many differences from this particular add-in, other than the fact that I may be becoming more aware of different veggies and what I like and what I don't. I have noticed that I tend to fill up more, like with my proteins and my veggies first, and then kind of the carbs that are on my plate. So I am getting more of them in my diet than before, so I'm proud of that. But coming back to what Amy said, we need to take care of ourselves in order to be the individuals that we want to be. The friend, the wife, the teacher, the entrepreneur. Any of those things require filling our buckets first. And we hear this all the time. And we set these goals and we think, okay, this time I'm really going to do it. This time I'm really going to practice this type of self-care. This way I'm going to like give back to myself for the first time. And then life gets in the way, right? What I would say is that if I were to do a mental audit of myself right now, compared to where I was in January, I am in a really good place. I truly feel so capable based on these changes. And at heart, I am an adventurer. And I want to do adventures until my time on this earth is done. But this girl has got to figure out how to take care of that body that is going to carry her through them. And I have noticed other things, even separate of this strength, veggie, and hydration plan, that have been awesome effects of these changes. I feel like I'm more present when my friends and I are together. I feel like my creative juices are really flowing within our business, like big time. And there's a lot of clarity around the business for me that's coming into focus. I feel like I'm able to be more patient with my daughter during the rougher times. And so far for me, I've been able to approach this in a really balanced way. Between the nutrition and the exercise, I'm not experiencing big swings. I'm not going on big fad diets. I'm not doing fad exercises. I'm doing what feels good for me. And that's what I'm focused on for right now. It's moving me toward my goals. And it has been a game changer. So as you listen to this, I want you to do an audit of your own body, of your mental health. How do you feel in your body right now? How do you feel in your mind right now? I was chatting with this gal this last week who called it resourcing. And it means that you're doing these little tiny things every single day that don't become a task. It's things that you want to do anyways. And she talked about how can you introduce more of that into your life so that you don't experience the big swings with self-care. So it would be little things like Do you really enjoy stretching? Take a few extra minutes in that stretch instead of ending it when you normally end it. Do you like taking daily walks? Go do that. Does time with friends fill your cup? Great. Text a friend. Say, hey, can you meet for coffee? Can you go out to dinner? Could you do 5-minute mom timeouts and lay down on the floor and close your eyes and just let yourself drift and set a timer on your phone? Could you take a quick 10-minute power nap? Do you need to just be? When you're drinking your coffee in the morning, instead of having it be while you're running around scrambling and doing other things, could you take 5 minutes in the chair in the sunshine? Resourcing. Putting little tiny things every single day back into your cup that allow you to then have a full cup to give to the next thing or the next person or the next idea. And really, these habits that I've started working on since January have actually become really enjoyable for me. I enjoy going and lifting. So that is filling my cup, because at the end of it, I always feel just a titch stronger. The habit of drinking water, I'm not going to lie, is something that I'm still not enjoying. But when I talked with her about this, she said, how can you make water enjoyable? Could you be getting, you know, hydration through more of like a tea? Or could you flavor your water? Or could you put an electrolyte tablet into it? So yes, it's this habit that's been super good for my body, but if it's not super enjoyable, then that's not actually resourcing. That's not actually filling my cup. Yes, it's taking care of my body, but it becomes this task, this other thing that I have to do. So how can I turn it into resourcing for myself by making the water part actually enjoyable, something that I seek out? All of these words to say, I want you to do an audit. Maybe you already started your audit in your head. And I want you to reach out and tell me the things that make you feel like you're crushing it. I want you to reach out and tell me the ideas that you have of the little tiny resourcing powers that you can utilize to refill that cup so that you can give 100% to the things that you want to give 100% to. What do you think? What does your audit look like right now? Thanks for wandering with me today. If you were inspired by this episode and think it would ignite a spark in a friend, don't hesitate to share. And if you're craving more from the Wander Mode community, hop on over to Instagram at Wander Mode Co. Meet you in the next episode. And until then, wander on.